Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez leaves his department at a time when it's under investigation. Democrats and Republicans alike had questions about the firing of U.S. attorneys and Gonzalez's own testimony before Congress, among many other things. Gonzalez is resigning later this morning, and Senator Patrick Leahy, one of the leading Democrats on Justice Department issues, calls this today a step toward getting the truth. Notice that he called it a step. So now we need to find out who is going to face these questions next. We're joined now by NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. And Nina, how hard is it going to be for the Bush administration to find a replacement for Gonzalez?
Well, it's going to be difficult, but and we're already beginning to hear names like Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, is one of the names being mentioned. But that shows you how difficult it would be, because that would leave Homeland Security vacant. And then, of course, the president and the nominee, whoever that is going to face a lot of questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they are going to extract promises out of this individual. They're going to want to, anyway, about access to information that they have not had until now, and cooperation that they have not had until now. And those are conditions that the administration may very well want to resist. So that's the one of the major reasons that Gonzalez has not been gone until now.
And now, of course, this step has been taken. Now how polarizing a figure has Alberto Gonzalez been compared to past attorneys general?
Well, I can't think of any past attorney general where the United States Senate, a majority of the United States Senate, voted for his removal, which happened in his case, but it was blocked with a filibuster. Otherwise, he would be gone by vote of the Senate. Now, that's a pretty astonishing thing that he's held on as long as he has in the face of repeated calls for his resignation. And every time he goes up to the Hill to testify, he's like a punching bag for both Republicans and Democrats. And he doesn't give as good as he gets. He doesn't have anything to give.
Clearly, though, the administration thinks there must be some benefit to Alberto Gonzalez leaving at this time. Are there some controversies of the many that have swirled around him and around his department that will simply fade to the background, no matter how intensely people say they want to get the truth, for example, about whether Gonzalez lied under oath before Congress? It's just not going to matter anymore, perhaps.
Some of them will fade, but not all of them. And, you know, the department was getting to be almost a laughingstock along with the attorney general. The joke was, will the last person leaving please turn out the lights? Every week, Ari Shapiro and I, who Ari is the lead reporter on the Justice Department, we do stories about all the people leaving. It was in the double digit of the top people in the Justice Department who were leaving. And I think probably the attorney general and his wife, who had lunch with the president on Friday, apparently just thought this was untenable at this point.
Very briefly, how is morale at the Justice Department right now, according to your reporting and Ari's reporting?
Oh, it's really almost pathetic. This was the Justice Department was the jewel in the crown of the federal bureaucracy. It was widely regarded, and it had really been undercut with political hiring, political firing, and for people in both parties who love the department, this has been a very sad year.
Nina, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we'll listen for more as you learn more. That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. She's talking with us on This Morning when we're expecting an announcement from Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. In a little bit less than an hour now, he is expected to go before the press, and he is expected to say that he has resigned as United States Attorney General, leaving President Bush with a difficult choice of whom to nominate next, and questions still before Congress. This is NPR News.